You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. How the heck are you?
Very good, Dan. How are you?
Good, good. Are you outside moving a lot of snow?
Yeah, it's been a little too much snow. A little here, a little there, or a little everywhere. And then we get big piles.
Yeah. What happens? Like, the parking lot in back here is getting smaller and smaller and smaller because they, you know, just keep pushing it and pushing it. And do you have to have it hauled away then?
No. One of our sites, we did have to bring in one of the big loaders and just stack it higher. And the parking lots always come in a little bit, and they come in a little bit. But they were coming in so far in some areas we couldn't plow anymore. Okay. So we had to get the big loader and just stack it. I don't know. We got piles that must be 20 feet tall.
Wow. We haven't seen this in a long time.
No. It's going to be quite a spring, I think, if we get the wrong warm weather at the wrong time. It could be a lot of flooding.
Yeah. This is the kind of winters you and I grew up in, though.
Yes.
Every year it was like 20 below all January.
And now we're going to get some more cold.
Yeah.
Moving in, but it's been nice this week, and we got the snow and everything, but temperature's been good, but boy, those old heat bills in homes, holy buckets, I'm floored by it, but mine have definitely, I think, more than doubled.
Well, they said...
And I'll do a study on it, but I haven't paid attention, but mine are...
Right.
Take your breath away.
Yeah. They had an increase, 30% increase in gas prices?
Mm-hmm. And it's more than that, though.
Pardon?
It's got to be more than that.
But I think you're right. And then the coldness and stuff, you better start saving that money.
Yeah.
Because the utility companies and the government are going to get it.
Don't get me started with whatever. It's like a lot of people say, well, your utilities, no, that didn't go up. And then your real estate taxes, no, they didn't go up. We didn't raise those. But those are all the people that
they did
caused it, and they're denying. And it's all the people that make policy, all the people in these government positions that are in denial. And they are doing the people are going to not accept that all the time. When they open their real estate tax bill, as we talked earlier, they're going to say, no, my taxes did go up. And everybody is saying, look at the value. And look at that value. Now,
Dakota County,
it's unbelievable.
We did the story here. I think we were one of the only ones to cover it. Dakota County had the highest increase in real estate value in the state. And what does that translate to? Higher taxes. So what they say is we didn't raise taxes. Well, technically it didn't, because the value of the homes went up, and that in itself is a huge increase.
But Dan, try and remember one thing. We now have bison in the park. What's a few dollars on your taxes as long as we get bison? And we can probably sell bison meat. You know, grinder up bison hamburger. It's pretty popular. You know, Dakota County is so wrong on taxes. They got all these wrong things, just wrong conclusions, and that it's good for everybody, and that, we don't have debt. Well, they rip you off so bad with taxes, how is it possible to have any debt?
Well, highest increase in value translates to a highest increase in property taxes.
Anybody,
it's that simple.
Anybody can go on the website for Dakota County and look at what anybody else pays for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what the taxes are and how much they've gone up.
Yeah.
And if you lived in your home for 20 years, you'll know how much they went up.
Oh.
And you know what? Actually, looking at homes in Florida and the real estate taxes in some areas of Florida will be $1,000 to $1,500 for a $300,000 home. Now, figure that out. And those taxes in the state of Minnesota are, if not three times, four times as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that same $300,000 here is like craziness. It's just crazy.
Why do people move away from Minnesota when they retire?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Why would you? The only reason you stay is because of family.
Yes.
The only
reason. Yes.
Otherwise, you would never, ever be here.
Spot on.
Yep.
Spot on. Well, Greg, let's get into our topic of the week. How can folks get a hold of you if they want to buy or sell their home?
Call me at 651-437-2121, Edina Realty, and ask for Greg or Wayne.
Greg or Wayne. How are interest rates affecting the housing markets? I mean, everybody's a buzz about interest rates because they're kind of teetering in the high fives to low sixes area.
Yep.
And explain to us what that does to a house payment.
Well, it is significant. And there's so many different loans right now. You know, you're teetering on that 6% for a 30-year fixed rate. You can get down in the fives. And I saw somebody quote, unquote, a jumbo loan, which is a larger loan, whatever. I haven't heard that term for many
years.
So, you borrow more money, and they get the, I think as low as five and a quarter. So, but as we were talking earlier, Dan, I think that these interest rates at 6% are still not totally
you
bad
and I remember
from our history.
Yeah, the 14 and 16% rates.
Yes.
It is good, but compared to the last couple decades, this is a shock.
I know, and should we be saying that the last couple decades, and I don't know if it's the last couple decades, but the most
recent,
the Trump era, and I don't know if it was much prior to that, but when did rates really start? I mean, they just all of a sudden tumble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And now they're just like, as everything else, like eggs, they're like up there, you know, whatever. I know, you tell me why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why chicken egg now is almost 50 cents a piece? You better hang on to those.
Maybe chickens are getting government checks. I don't know. Don't have to lay eggs anymore.
Okay.
I'm not going to do any of that.
Everybody's getting
free
money.
Can you imagine laying an egg, how painful that would be?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're getting good money for it now. They're getting good money for it.
Poor chickens. We got to help those little chickens out.
And then we turn them into chicken McNuggets.
Yes, there we go.
There you go. But let's say compared this to maybe a couple of years ago when interest rates were, you know, 3% or 2%. What does that do?
Simply just doubles.
So if a house payment, if a $100,000 home used to be, say, $1,000, now what is the, you know, just an approximate.
Pushing the $2,000, yeah. It is so complicated today because it's how much money down, MGIC insurance, and so it depends on what category you are in. But if you get all those things going, your payments are still way up there.
Okay.
You know, just selling, like, as an example, a $200,000-and-some-thousand-dollar home, I think the payment was still kicking $2,000.
Wow, that's a lot. I can't fathom that.
No, for a start home. I mean, you know what your first payment was. I know what my first payment was. And because of values and because now of interest rates, you know, it was good when the values were high and the interest rates were low because the housing was still affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But now, guess what we see in town? All kinds of apartments because people realize that's the thing that's going to sell. And everybody's going to end up in an apartment. And I don't know for what duration.
Right.
I mean, are you going to be in an apartment for your entire life? Is that what this is all about? But then the city of Hastings itself is so restrictive on developments and what they do. And they are all over apartments. If anybody walks in there and says, we want to build an apartment, great. We'll do it anywhere, anyhow, any way. What do you want? And especially if you're out of town. From out of town, you get whatever you can write your check forward.
And really, I remember how much, because when we grew up in the same era, an apartment was a temporary fix until you got into your home.
It was a start.
But the apartment rental was a lot less than a house payment, where now it's almost equal from what I'm hearing.
It is. It's kind of craziness.
You know, a two-bedroom apartment, $1,600, $1,800. Are you kidding me?
I know. And, you know, I think we're going to get through our little differences with the city of Hastings on my South Oaks project. Those will be affordable. We'll have homes that start at $300,000. And I guess I should do a little, hey, what would the payment be for a young couple coming in? Because, you know, mortgage insurance and all that stuff does add up. And it's going to push, I bet you it pushes that $2,000 deal. Mm-hmm. And that's not affordable. But after taxes and after this and that, it will still come down to be cheaper than renting, I believe.
Okay.
I'll do a little study on that. Maybe next time we can look that over.
Let's do that, yeah.
Because I know what interest rates is what makes everybody's decision on to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes everybody's not so much decisions on moving up because our villa's product, it's a little bit more for that retirement era, if you would. But those folks still have to sell their single family home to switch over to the one levels.
Mm-hmm.
And this impacts that. I mean, if people can't get rates they can afford, it does affect the values. At some point, those have to come together. And that was the nice thing. When rates were low, the values were getting higher and higher and higher, crazy high. And yet people could afford it because rates were seriously low. Mm-hmm. Well, now rates have come back to way more normal, I would say.
They've normalized.
I think they're normal now. If you get 5 to 6%, I mean, I think that's normal. Seems like all the other things that the banks cost of money and, you know, CDs and all that stuff are starting to get back to normal. You can't have people with CDs get almost paying to keep track of their money being held in the bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got zero for it. Now you can get 3 to 4% on CDs. Well, that kind of makes sense now that rates are 5 and 6%. I think it was out of whack for a while. But now I think 5 or 6%, and I think you're going to see these prices are going to come down and these values are going to come down. Well, with one exception, though, that will not happen in Dakota County.
That's true.
That'll never happen in Dakota County.
No.
Never.
All around us it will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you're right. Do you think there's a correction? That was going to be one of my questions, too. Is there a correction on the horizon? Let's call it that, because 208 wasn't a correction. That was a depression.
Yes. You're on the same page as me.
And I don't think we're going to see that, but things have to correct themselves a little, don't they, in the
there's
price?
There's going to be some pain here coming. You know, and I read an article, and it was Pulte Homes and their inventory and how interest rates is their life breath. You know, it's like they have to have low interest rates to keep their inventory moving. And I think that they're not moving inventory. And, you know, when you're the big builders, you got a lot of homes that are on the market and they're building them ahead. And you get that kind of inventory. And imagine if your inventory carrying cost doubles. These guys are huge. So, I mean, I think there's a little pain.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And if you're a builder and you've got that cost doubling, because that's, like you just said, that has to be a huge cost.
We held back a little bit. You know, we didn't do our typical number of specs and all that because there's too many uncertainties with materials, labor, interest rates. Just everything was just not out of sync, and it was not a good time, I think, to continue. But, you know, a large box builder, they are dependent on inventory and production, and those numbers get bigger and bigger, and that's like a freight train. You just don't stop that, and it's a hard thing to stop. And I'm betting you now that these folks are seeing, hey, we just have to stop. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's like the tech layoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then that they're not building homes anymore.
Nope.
And then so when things start taking off, once again, that contributes to the shortage of homes.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, the puzzling thing is there's still a serious shortage of homes.
Right.
So I don't know how to factor that in. I mean, does the fact that there's a shortage of homes carry this entire thing through? Do people get the adjustment of 6% interest rates and say, that's as good as it's going to get? Let's get a house before they go up more. I think they're going to follow. I think, you know, do we think houses are coming down? Production side, 10 to 20%? Possible.
Okay.
Well, you know, in some respects, I hope it does. You see materials come down, labor's a little more available because there's not this. But then you're being kind of foolish on stating that because there's a shortage of homes. And we all know what happens if something's in short supply.
Yeah, cost goes up.
Cost goes up.
Greg, you're a home builder. How is the labor side of that? Are you finding it hard to find people?
I think it's going to be hard. It is, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
And then how about supplies? Have they loosened? Are you getting them more? I remember we sat here a couple years ago, and you were 6 months out on appliances and countertops.
It was laughable. And you can't figure out what really contributed to all that.
Right.
So it just
and then the prices were skyrocketing.
Yep. But now all that, you know, you're going to see production cutoffs, and you're going to see this stop and that stop, and I think that'll soften interest rates, you know, because demand isn't going to be there for a while. But like you said, that will create now again a pent up demand. Pent up demands are not really all that bad in the sense that it gives people time. They get in their apartment, it gives them time to shop, and it gives builders time to build homes or do developments. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time to do a development, especially if you're in Hastings.
That's right. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for Greg or Wayne.
You got it.
We have about 4 minutes left here. And I was going to ask you about that. What's the timeline on building a house? Say that somebody wants to build a house or you want to build a community or something. How many, I mean, it's amazing. I find it amazing on how long it does take, especially in Hastings. What is that timeline about, approximately?
In the throws back, it could be as much as 2 years for some large builders. 2 years to get a home. And then some of the larger builders were able to, I don't know, figure out, hey, we're going to have cost increases. If we have to, you have to pay them. And I never figured out how that would factor in, because you need to quote a price and get a loan, and it just goes against everything that's standard in the industry.
That was my next question, is if, you know, if you're looking 2 years out, how do you predict what interest is going to be, the cost of prices and stuff, or can you lock that in for 2 years?
I don't know how people wait for 2 years, to be honest with you. Okay. Somebody says that, I think a majority of the people just walk away.
Okay.
But on the other hand, once you do sign up and you get delayed and get delayed and delayed, and when it's all done, all of a sudden you've been there a year and a half and you're just moving into your house. So I guess I can't factor all that in. It's just something that happened in this market with the short supplies, short labor. But I think all those things are, well, you know, when you don't have as much demand, you don't have as much activity, all of a sudden things do catch up, and now you can get stuff done. So I know this spring we're going to start specs. It'll be a nice early spring with the snowfall we had, so we won't have a wait for our frost. So I think we're ready to go on a few projects then.
Is the frost, I'm hearing from people that the frost isn't very deep this year.
In places, I don't think there's any frost.
Really?
Yeah, because I snowplow, and every now and then, right, here comes a piece of sod.
Okay.
Like, wow.
So does that mean that if we have a fairly decent slow, the water will go in the ground as opposed to just running off? And
that will definitely help
our drought situation?
It definitely will.
Okay.
Yep, and I see you'll see good water supply all over, unfortunately. I hope it doesn't get too carried away in the rivers.
Okay. See, now you should be a meteorologist.
You could be wrong doing that, can't you?
and it doesn't matter how many.
It's not going to snow today. Well, that white stuff coming down, it's not really snow. Yeah. A little bit of sleet.
Or I like last night, they predicted, oh, we're going to have an inch or less of snow. Well, that didn't happen here. I just did my driveway before, or the aprons, and I'll do the driveway when I go home tonight, but I did all that.
Yeah.
There was more than an inch of snow out
there. They said MSP had 2.5 inches.
Did they?
Yep. Okay. So I don't know, because, yeah, I just, and then it wasn't supposed to get over till 9 o'clock, and so I thought, well, I'll just hold off because
you don't want to do it twice. Doing it right.
So started around 7, and it's, so I think we hit it right, but it was enough snow. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
There you go. Well, Greg, we've wrapped up our time again. One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Greg, it's been fun as usual.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We had in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. If you want to give Greg a call, give him a call at your local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Greg or Wayne. This is KDWA Hastings.